The Opening to Metro Girl by Janet Ivanovich, where we meet Alex Barnaby.
Just because I know how to change a guy's oil doesn't mean I want to spend the rest of my life on my back staring up his undercarriage. Been there, done that. Okay, so my dad owns a garage, and okay, I have a natural aptitude for rebuilding carburetors. There comes a time in a girl's life when she needs to trade in her mechanic's overalls for a pair of Manolo Blahnik stilettos. Not that I can't afford a lot of Manolos, but it's a goal, right? My name is Alexander Barnaby, and I worked in my dad's garage in the Canton section of Baltimore all through high school and during summer breaks when I was in college. It's not a big fancy garage, but it holds its own, and my dad has a reputation for being an honest mechanic. When I was 12, my dad taught me how to use an acetylene torch. After I mastered welding, he gave me some spare parts and an old lawnmower, and I built myself a go-kart. When I was 16, I started rebuilding a 10-year-old Junker Chevy. I turned it into a fast car, and I raced it in the local stocks for 2 years. "And here she comes, folks," the announcer would say. "Barney Barnaby, number 16, the terror of Baltimore County. She's coming up on the 8 car. She's going to the inside. Wait a minute. I see flames coming from 16. There's a lot of smoke now. Looks like she's blown another engine. Good thing she works in her dad's garage." So I could build cars, and I could drive cars. I just never got the hang of driving them without destroying them. "Barney," my dad would say, "I swear you blow those engines just so you can rebuild them." Maybe on an unconscious level, the brain is a pretty weird thing. What I knew was that on a conscious level, I hated losing, and I lost more races than I won, so I raced 2 seasons and packed it in. My younger brother, Wild Bill, drove too. He never cared if he won or lost. He just liked to drive fast and scratch his balls with the rest of the guys.